live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah. Lots of time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Statler, and out there on the left coast.
Hey, good afternoon. It's James Martinez. How are you doing, John?
I am doing, it's 75 degrees and sunny here in Central Texas. Not like Christmas.
Yeah, it's actually warmer there than it was in Arizona.
Now, that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got 18,354,958 reasons to be happy today.
Okay, explain.
That is the donation total for the fourth quarter for Ron Paul.
Ah, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
Well, I'll tell you.
Is that the public numbers, or did you find that out?
That is on the Ron Paul 2008 website.
Wow.
And
really
I'm,
amazing.
And I'm telling you, I've been smiling to myself since Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, because yesterday I left to go to an appointment. I'm driving down La Cienega Boulevard, right outside of Beverly Hills, and I see exactly what we were talking about. Somebody decked out their entire car and put in the license plates, I am CLN. I am clean, I'm assuming it was that. And then the whole car is decked with Ron Paul, and somebody had speakers going out about his speeches edited. It was like a fully decked thing before I was going to get on Interstate 10. Because I finished on the air, and then I had to go, and then I'm driving down the street, and boom, this huge car, fully decked. All his speeches were blaring out the window, driving around. So I was just talking about people going beyond the extra things necessary to get that guy where he needs to go, and obviously it's happening.
Well, and I'm doing my campaigning by going out there talking to people, giving them copies to Freedom to Fascism, of which Ron Paul is prominently featured in that. And mm-hmm. I'm telling people, if you've got the guts to sit down and watch this for an hour and 45 minutes that you take out of your time now will change your aspect of life forever.
Absolutely.
By the way, we've got Brad Daly coming up here in just a couple of minutes after the break. I want to read you just an excerpt off of Ron Paul, his website. And a local newspaper, by the way, they said it best. The elderly sat with teens barely old enough to vote. The faces were black, Hispanic, Asian, and white. There was no fear in their voices as they spoke boldly with each other about the way the country should be. Held close like a deeply held secret, Paul has brought them out of the disconnect they feel between what they know to be true and where the country has been led. And also on the website, a few mornings ago, Ron Paul says, on lourockwell.com, I saw a YouTube of a 14-year-old boy that summed up the whole movement for me. This well-spoken young man, who could have passed for the knowledge for a college graduate, told how he heard of our ideas being denounced. So he decided to Google. He read some of my speeches and thought, these make sense. Then he studied the U.S. foreign policy of recent years. This is a 14-year-old. Mm-hmm. And came to the conclusion that we are right. So he persuaded his father to drop Rudy Giuliani and join our movement.
You know, great. Love that. See, if they can figure it out, everybody can figure it out.
A 14-year-old knows more about foreign policy than the clowns in the White House do.
Right.
Who says there's a dumbing down of America? No, there's a section out there that's wide awake. John Stattmiller, I'm telling you, James Martinez. We'll be back with Brad Daly right after this break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
By the way, James, before I bring up Brad here, I had Peter Schiff on the show. He showed up for the, well, second shift of my show here on the network, and he joined me for 2 hours yesterday. And I'll tell you what, this guy has been all over the place. He's been, I mean, on all the financial shows. He's been on CNN, FN, Fox, Bloomberg, CNBC. I mean, he's all over the place.
Right.
And he's speaking common sense about the economic woes that we're seeing in this country and the real reasons for it. But I gave him a list off the Ron Paul handout, and I read about Americans keeping their own money, ending the IRS, stop the central bankers, inflation tax. And I read the whole list of things, and I said to him, I says, now, who do you suppose running for president is promoting
supporting
this?
Supporting that, yes.
And he says, it couldn't be Ron Paul, could it? And I'll tell you what he's done. He's firmly on board with Ron Paul, and he donated the $2,300 maximum that you're allowed to donate to his campaign. But he urged 60,000 people on his mailing list to do the very same.
Great.
I mean, here the tide is turning, folks. People know what's coming. And here's a man stepping up to the plate, and I don't envy Mr. Paul because it's going to be a rough ride. It's going to age him rather quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
I'd much rather have this man at the helm of the Titanic and see if we can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely.
At any rate, without further ado, we've got Brad Daly on the line. Hello,
hey guys.
Brad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brad.
John, James.
Welcome aboard. Thanks for coming to the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
how are things
you.
Going? We wanted you to come on and talk a little bit about what you do. As you know, we speak about the credit card business and what they've done to the public and how people are struggling out there. And if you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got there.
Sure. Well, first let me say thanks for having me on again and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you.
Oh, happy holidays to you too.
Yes. Well, let me just say this. This is my part in, just, you know, when you talk about revolution, a lot of people come to mind with some sort of enemy combatants, you know, and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about a revolutionism, you're making full circle. And when you make full circle, you know, you just start over again. And I think what you were talking about with Ron Paul and the things that he would like to, really, he embodies everything our forefathers were talking about.
Absolutely.
The intents they have, he certainly has those. My part of that is to attack the debt collection industry, the banks. And I'm pretty good at it. What I do essentially is nothing different than what the banks do to all of us. I turn everything around and do it right back to them. Everything from assignments to altering the terms, changing the terms, and then creating a situation where I join up in some cases, or in most cases, just take over people's debts. It allows me the ammunition that I need to go back after not only the banks, but the third-party debt collection industry, which I was a part of for about 10 years. And that's what I do. Some people call me a professional troublemaker. It just kind of depends on what your perspective is.
Yeah. Well, very interesting.
That's one way to look at it. I mean, professional troublemaker. But the other way to look at it is that you're added lifeboats for the victims of the Titanic.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, people are waiting.
You're a lifeguard, too.
That's right. And people are waiting for a way out. There is no way out of their credit card debt. I mean, you can, if you've been frugal enough, if we can use those terms, but James, I don't know if we're really getting this across to people, Brad, and I want you to speak upon this because a lot of people are real hesitant because they've been told to honor their obligations, to fulfill their contracts, to do what they said they were going to do. What do you say to people if they're considering discharging their credit card debt or any unsecured loan? In other words, you make the money, folks. You give them the opportunity to make a declaration that they've actually put money up, which they have not done. But what is it that you tell people, Brad, that feel somehow that they're obligated once they are late on a payment and their credit cards, all of a sudden, all of them from different banks, different lending institutions, we can use that term, start declaring that you owe 30, 31%. What is the difference here? Is this a real contract, and are people liable for it?
Well, the people that would tell everyone else that you should do this, you should honor your obligation, you should pay your debts, I would first say to them, check your source. It's probably the banks telling you that. It's probably the people who, you know, obviously you follow the money. That's where the source is going to be. But the bottom line is this. The credit card industry, the banks, make the vast majority of their profits from people who can't pay the balances every month. They don't like those people. They like the people that struggle to make ends meet, barely can make that 2% payment each month if it's not 4 already. And hopefully, in some cases, purposely, late on that payment, which allows a default interest rate to kick in, which I've seen RBS, I've seen theirs is the highest, 54%. So generally,
what RBS?
Wait, RBS.
This is a new record. I've never heard of this.
Back up.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God.
That's the Royal Bank of Scotland. It's RBS in America right now. And I've seen their default interest rate is like 54.8%.
I've never, ever heard anything like that. I've heard 32 is the highest I've heard, but that is unbelievable.
Incredible.
That is unbelievable, John, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Oh, God.
When you get in that kind of situation, there is no way you are going to pay this back at the rates that they're wanting you to send in at your minimum payment amount. No way. If it did, if you made those minimum payments, you'd have to live well beyond 100 to pay it back, depending on what age you were when you started. But that's where all the profits are. And then, of course, the late fees, the over-limit fees, all those things that now in Congress these banks are being examined for and questioned for their business practices. And I'll say this, too, and this is probably one of the premises I live by. I do anything unless the law says I can't do. And in this country, everything is negotiable. So there is no law that prevents an individual from assigning or transferring a contract. We'll talk about that in just a second. But a debt, a contract, an obligation, because all contracts are assignable, to a third party. That's what I am. But that's what happens in the credit card industry. When the bank writes off this account, they assign it or sell it or transfer it to some third-party debt collector, most of which are debt buyers, but some of which are attorneys. And then they use that instrument to give them the standing or legal standing as a real party of interest to pursue that individual and keep tacking on interest and all the other fees, you know, to go after all these amounts that are, I guess, that are enslaving people now, in my opinion. And that's, you know, if you see what they're doing, that's all I do. I'm not eliminating anybody's debt. Now, if it ends up being that way, then so be it. But I want people to assign their debt to me, their obligation, their contract. And let's talk about a contract for a minute. You know, a contract is nothing more than an agreement that the law will enforce. It must contain three parts. There's got to be an offer. There's got to be some consideration. And there has to be an acceptance of those terms. Well, in a credit card situation, we don't have any of those things. We've got kind of an offer. An offer is a very specific and itemized list of terms that with an immediate intent to be bound by those terms. In a credit card situation, all you have is here's a credit card, and here's some of the terms, and, oh, by the way, we reserve the right to change this at any time we feel like it. Mm-hmm. And as far as consideration...
That's pretty much it right there.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There is no consideration because the bank is not out of anything. You know, consideration is anything that would be a detriment to you if you lost it. And people try to buy a house, you put up some earnest money. That's consideration. In most cases, it is money. But in a credit card situation, there is no consideration. You know, the bank's not out anything. They give you a credit card, and they go, you know, here's some of the terms. We're going to service this account. Oh, by the way, we reserve to change it anytime we feel like. So there really cannot be an acceptance of any of those terms because they're indefinite to begin with. So we got all three parts of a contract missing, or at best, we've got a quasi-contract in place. So performance of the contract, which strengthens the whole agreement here, is nothing more than when you send in those servicing payments to the bank. Buy anything from the bank, certainly didn't get anything on loan from them. You're just merely servicing, they're servicing the account, your accounts, all you're doing. You're sending in payments to them. So all I do is strengthen all of that. I take on assignment so that I can become a real party of interest. I'm not interfering with interstate commerce or a contract already in place. I now become part of it, with the intention of taking over the whole contract, and I create a contract. I make an offer. I make some very specific terms that are obviously advantageous to me and the consumer, and then I support it with consideration, as much money as I can send in, usually something a little bit more than a minimum payment. And when they cash my check, and by the way, this goes to the dispute address or the general inquiry address, doesn't go to the payment address. Mm-hmm. And then when they cash that check, now we've got an acceptance. And then when they then change the address to mine and then accept my performance payments afterwards, I've got a real contract. And I've got something more stronger than anything, you know, any of these banks or debt collectors have ever come up with.
Well, and, you know, to prove a contract, a binding contract here, you know, you got to have the validation of the debt or the actual accounting of it, the verification of the claim against the person, a sworn affidavit or even just a signed invoice, and a copy of the contract binding both parties. Now, what exists right now is an unenforceable, and you said by law.
Right.
You know, an unenforceable unilateral contract, what the bank refers to as your contract with us is not a valid bilateral agreement since the four requirements, as you said, of the lawful binding contract were not met on the credit card application. And we'll disclose that right after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back, folks. This contract, you know, when you put your signature on it, on this contract, what you've actually done is given the banks permission to loan you money, but they're really not loaning your money. They're loaning you credit. They have brought nothing to the table. And
that's right.
And what you have on this contract, you're not being told that you're creating the credit with your own signature. That comes under the heading of full disclosure. Equal consideration, Brad, what you mentioned, they bring nothing to the table, hence they've got nothing to lose. And lawful terms and conditions, they're based upon the fraud. Now, and it also requires the signatures of the parties, to go further down that rabbit hole, they are corporations, and corporations can't enter into a contractual agreement with a private individual. Okay, this is something that's a little bit more far-reaching, but there are a lot of people out there that understand that. But they can't prove anything. This is why they lose in court. Brad, how many people have you helped so far? Do you have an accurate counting?
Probably 1,000, I guess, altogether.
And what has been your rate of success?
Well, I've been able to help all of them. Now, people come to me with all sorts of issues. Obviously, the people who are just beginning to experience debt collection. As soon as I can get involved with them, the higher or better success we can certainly enjoy. But a lot of people come to me because they've been through some sort of program, and there's a lot of them out there, and I would never talk bad about any of them because I believe they were all at least intended initially to reach the same area that we're all trying to head toward. You know, they're looking for the gold at the end of the rainbow, looking for something. And, you know, a lot of people have been through something, and they are just knee-deep in collections when they come to me. And I've enjoyed a lot of success. I've been able to stop a lot of garnishments and create some really messy situations for debt collection attorneys, especially with me being out of state and asserting, you know, a new contract not only against them but possibly their client. And it really creates a mess for them. So I would say I can't think of anybody who hasn't been happy at some level to some of the success I could bring to them.
Let me ask you this. At what point, Brad, is the latest they can turn over an alleged debt? I mean, when it's at the point of an attorney, when they're getting a letter from attorney, is that too late, or can they still get on board with your services, or where do they stand at that point?
Obviously, the earlier the better for me personally, because that allows me to really get some penalties against, you know, whoever the original creditor is, or even the third-party debt collector. But
right.
I've been able to take stuff when they've come to me and they've got a garnishment going on, and they just assign that to me. The whole assignment and notice of assignment is a powerful tool. I've used it. It's stronger than any power of attorney because it makes me a real party of interest with respect to an account. And, you know, so I've seen people well beyond, and I've been able to stop a garnishment and do a lot of creative things and even go after judges and law clerks, those type of officials, public officials, go after them criminally as a real party of interest. So I haven't seen it gotten too late for me to get involved on anything yet.
Okay, that's what I wanted to bring up because I've been taking calls and discussing with people for quite some time. And I want to let everybody know, Brad, that you now can take on international assignment, correct?
That's true. That's true. It's incredible. I got a lot of interest out of Canada for some reason.
Yes, you do.
And, I did a lot of research on the international assignment. And there was a convention, I believe, and I cited it in my international debt assignment notice. And it's the International Convention on Contracts. And it basically mirrors some of the civil rights law that I espouse when it comes to our rights to make and enter into contracts. Same type of thing. And the international courts have all accepted, all of those claims. So it's a...
Now, because we have listeners, I've gotten an email regarding this show from Australia, Brazil, England, Canada. Now, international assignment, can you define that specifically? Because I want to make sure that they all understand that it may be possible for them, too.
Sure. If they've got a debt, they got a contractual issue, even if it's a quasi-contract like what we have on a credit card situation, they can easily assign that to me here in America to service, administer, do whatever I want with it, or just take over it altogether and just let me do whatever I need to do with it.
Got it. Any kind of debt.
Okay.
Now, it's just not credit cards. What other type of debt can you get discharged?
You know, honestly, there's no limit to it. I'd like to stick with credit cards mainly because they're unsecured for the most part, and I've got all I could handle when it comes to credit cards. I believe that's the most the destructive form of debt we have, not only in our country, but possibly the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Mortgages and cars, those kind of things. I mean, I've been very active in the collection of those things, so I just don't have room for those right now. But generally, any kind of debt is possible.
Okay. Usually you said you're a professional troublemaker. I want to go back to that. How did you get to the point where you are now?
Oh, well, let me tell you. You know, everybody's...
After the break, I'm assuming. Yeah, right, John?
Yeah, after the break.
Hold on to that,
okay.
Brad.
All right.
You're a busy man, by the way. I can hear your call waiting feature on your phone.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. He's much in demand now today, folks, and, well, you can well imagine why. You're swimming in a credit card debt, We'll take your calls. Any questions for our guest? 800-313-9443. I know you have the questions. Now's the time to ask them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We are back. What is, Brad, I wanted to ask you, for all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of issues that you've taken before the court to discharge this, I guess you can call it, let's steal Alan Greenspan, irrational exuberance. By the way, Brad, I don't know if you've heard this, but Alan Greenspan the other day said that basically, and you want real irrational exuberance? Alan Greenspan said that the taxpayer, he's talking about the federal government, which is the taxpayers, because government creates no money. They just suck it up and redistribute it to whomever they want. But he came out and just flat out said that the American taxpayers should be bailing out people on their bad mortgages. Mm. Now, if that is not the quintessential statement on... And folks, I hope you understand what fascism is. That's when the corporations deal with the government and they put the fix in. Benito Mussolini called it corporatism. But this is where we're at. The banks on these, just the subprime issue, and this is the first bubble to pop. There is many more bubbles that are going to surface here in the coming year. And that's why we're urging people, to act upon your debt today, because you are not going to be able to retire that debt, no way, shape, or form. How are you going to do it when you're not working? And if you think that you're going to be employed after next year, you had better think again. You better have an ironclad employment contract someplace, or somebody with a very, very deep pockets, because this economy is going to turn sour. And Brad, what we're doing is positioning people to try to make it through this mess with as less pain as humanly possible.
You got it.
And Brad, let me ask you this. One thing. A lot of people, when they call in, they ask about these services, and I discuss with them in private about it. They want to know how long it takes. What are they going to do about their credit report? Is there going to be a dip in that? Or because from my perspective, that's if they're going to get out of a large amount of credit card debt, and you really want to live in a different way, you've got to be cash and carry as much as possible. So, but a lot of people, you know, how they want to live is how they want to live. So when at one point does a person's, after they've gone through this process, their credit report is back to where it should be? How long does that take? And do you do it, or do they do it?
I am not a credit repair organization. However, I always include that and do that for free, because part of the change in terms affects the credit report. So usually in about 6 months, I want to see people's credit reports to see what is actually being reported. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that allows me a whole other avenue to go after the credit bureaus, which I have a special bone to pick with them, because I believe they're unconstitutional anyway. But it's how long does it take? Generally, someone is current. They're still getting statements from the bank. They're, you know, starting to feel the heat, and they need to make a decision about doing something, and then they come on board with me. Usually within 2 to 3 months. It depends on the billing cycle, obviously, when they get the statements and when I make offers to take over and when we execute all the paperwork. But generally, after the second month, and usually no longer than 3 months, they don't hear anything anymore. They're not getting statements anymore. It's all coming to me, all payments being made by me then, and they're out of the loop, really. Now, I always tell people after about 6 months, I want to see what's on the credit report, because usually at 6 months, if there's going to be any negative reporting, it's going to happen about that time frame. And that allows me to hurry up and get involved on that and, go after the credit bureau.
Got it.
Really depends, and I got to tell you, I used to laugh and when people would say, oh, gosh, I got $100,000 in credit card debt. I sure would like to, easily get out of this without as much pain as possible. Oh, and by the way, I want perfect credit. You know, I used to laugh about it. I was like, well, what do you need credit for if you're out of debt? So many people, got to have good credit.
I know. I got that. That's right. That's right.
You know, That's like a pacifier. That's like
that's exactly right.
Your problem has exactly been right. Your credit. You understand the credit game now. You understand how you have assigned a signature and given them permission to lend you credit. And people just can't seem to really break. Some people can't really seem to break that paradigm. Now, that is, they're locked in this debtor mindset of a prison. And, James and I, we joke about this. It's like people are in a...
Oh, it's true. It's not a joke. It's very true.
People are like in a cage, in a locked cage. You open up the door, and their experience with the real outside world and the way things should be, it scares them, and they're afraid to walk out of their unlocked cage. It is the best way to describe it, because they have been so ingrained that you must protect your credit. You must... This has been the Madison Avenue dream that they have handed you, that you can go out and you can get the big screen TVs and you can get these goods. And, well, it's not actually borrowing on time. You're given credit. That's all you're given, nothing. It's just credit. And then you're allowed to pay it off kind of like in installment payments. But, I noticed something here, James and Brad. You heard this term over holiday season after holiday season, the layaway plan.
Yeah.
And you'd walk into a store, and you would pick out the item that you want, and they'd physically pick it up and take it in the back room, and you would pay it off by week or however you wanted to make it settle the obligation there, if you will. And then you went and picked up your purchase, and then you wrapped it up and put it up, under the tree. Okay, now fine and dandy. But we have been taught that we can have everything that we want, not what we need, but everything that we want, and we can do it on kind of a time credit plan. Well, folks, what people are doing right now, even my producer here, she has gone out Christmas shopping, and at the urging of us, we told her, only spend cash. That impulse to reach for that plastic, you know you don't have the money. There's nothing in your bank account, but you've got that little card that gives you the green light to go out there and purchase, buy. And this is what people do. But we've asked people to go through the exercise, put the credit cards away. Don't bring them out. Pay for things in cash. Number one, it does one thing. You're actually reaching for your own money, and you're laying it out.
It's like pulling teeth to do that. It is. To do that sometimes.
But, Brad, it's the best therapy that I've seen people do, because it actually makes them think about the exchange of money for goods or services. You know, do I really need this? Can I be a better shopper for what I need and get it at a lower price? You know, I've seen everybody whipping out the old MasterCard here to finance next week's groceries or to make the car payment or to pay bills or whatever, just to literally subsist to the very next week. I mean, folks, inflation on food alone out there, there's going to be more people reaching for that plastic just to pay for groceries. But think of what you're paying for. You're paying for the privilege of doing one of the things necessary for life, eating, and you're going to put a finance charge on that? I mean, it's insane.
It is a great... Listen, I've been in more foreign countries than I have in states in our country through my military time. This, we as a country do not understand the concept of delayed gratification. And what is making it worse is, look at TV right now. Citibank, what do all their captions say on all their commercials? Live richly.
That's right.
And then how about all those commercials about, boy, if you pay cash, you're slowing down the whole train.
That's right.
You know,
they make
jokes about people that actually use cash. And who's behind that? The banks. Mm-hmm. They're behind all of this stuff. And delay gratification. That's right. The American dream. Hurry up, buy a house, get it now. Don't worry about paying for it. We'll pay for it later. We'll pay for it over time.
And Brad, a lot of people have gotten into trouble because they were told that, oh, well, you know what? You can take out a second mortgage. You know, you can get that equity out of your home. You can take that vacation. You can buy that new car. You can buy the wintertime snowmobile play toys. You can live richly right now. Don't worry about it. Take that money out of your house.
Yeah. Now, Brad, here's another thing that's come up with people that have called in that are ready to make a shift. Some people have called in, and they're at the point where I know MBNA cards, what they do at a certain point is they don't want to really take anybody to court. They take them into arbitration.
Yep.
And some individuals have called in that have arbitration awards against them. And usually what happens at that point is, from my understanding, is they get an award, they're notified, get a couple letters, and within 30 days a local attorney comes in and says, okay, I'm going to take that arbitration award and I'm going to try and enforce it in court. Now, if somebody has an arbitration award against them, can they work with you?
Yes. I'm very skilled in that area. I'm very familiar with all of that. In fact, if I can, I will try to represent them in the National Arbitration Forum. I've been, I'd say, fairly successful in not just getting an involuntary dismissal, but at least on assignment, allowing me to move to vacate that award within 90 days of when it was issued. That's your key, the 90-day window. Now, I will tell you this. Across the country, courts everywhere are more and more reluctant of granting arbitration awards. I'm sorry, not granting them, but confirming them into judgments. And the reason is because the sentiment in the public is really growing. In fact, this year, back in July, Jeff Sessions, our senator from Alabama, introduced the Arbitration Fairness Act, which is going to eliminate what the National Arbitration Forum does against consumers and in an employment setting. So these guys, it's on an end game.
Yeah, because I tell you, the NAF, what they've done to people over the years that I've known with MBNA cards, Chase cards, and so forth, these guys, when they go through the NAF, they don't read or follow any of their own rules, and they come down with arbitration awards like almost immediately.
Yep, they sure
on people.
Do.
It's crazy.
And they've been doing that to confuse the courts. Most courts get an arbitration award, they don't really know what to do with it, so they just take the attorney's word, because the people usually don't do anything.
That's right.
And rubber
That's
stamp
right.
it and turn it into a judgment.
That's right.
Violation
That's right.
of due process and a whole bunch of other things.
Right. Okay.
But that can be vacated if it's early enough, generally within that 90 days of when they got that award. That can be vacated in any court of competent jurisdiction. Me as an assignee, that's my court.
So,
those kind of things certainly I can handle, let's put it that way.
Yeah, because over my time dealing with credit cards, the National Arbitration Forum and Wolpoff and Abramson, as you probably know,
Those
guys have been steamrolling over people for years and years. And I've seen some of these arbitration awards, exactly like you said, get knocked over to a local attorney, and they take them to court, and then there's no follow-up, and they try and get these judgments on them. That's correct.
That's exactly it. Wolpoff and Abramson, by the way, is the managing company of the National Arbitration Forum.
Of course.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Go figure.
That's right. I mentioned that they were in the same house together to a lot of people over the years, and they didn't want to seem to believe it because they seemed like it seemed like my account just went to Wolpoff and Abramson, and before I could even answer their original attorney letter, they've already sent it to the NAF already.
Yep.
And then they sent you know the deal.
I do.
So how did you get from where you are today? What were you doing before, and how did you make the shift?
I was a debt collector, actually, for 10 years. Mm-hmm. As soon as I left the military, I actually, was a captain, medically discharged, all that stuff, making, pretty good money to unemployment. So mm-hmm. I lost my house, had my car stolen in the middle of the night, all those things I went through. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any other alternative, so I filed bankruptcy way back in 93 and got a fresh start,
how quick, Brad, by the way, after you did the bankruptcy, were they send you credit card offers?
Oh, it was within 6 months. I had credit cards again.
Okay.
It was insane, and I was a debt collector, so that was funny. So I didn't have a lot of sympathy for people that I was harassing because I'd already went through it. So For 10 years, I did that, and I was really good at it.
Well, Brad, the credit card companies know. I mean, the fix is in now, thanks to Orrin Hatch, and I think it was Graham out of Florida, that you can't put your credit cards into a bankruptcy. And it's rather fascinating because when you look at the amount of debt that people have incurred, and they came in with a stopgap measure, and this was all under a realignment of banking practices, and this was fair to the consumer and fair to the credit card companies. And in actuality, what they did was they put the fix in. Now, the credit card companies know if you file bankruptcy, and this was before because they knew that you couldn't file bankruptcy for another 7 years.
That's it. And I'll tell you this, the new bankruptcy law, I know how it was going to shake out. I wasn't real sure, but I knew what it said. But here's the reality. Before you could file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One's a wage earner, one's not. Well, if you don't have anything, why file it anyway? They can't take anything you don't have.
Right.
But if you're going to file a wage earner plan, generally what the courts would do is they would take 30% of your unsecured balance and figure that into your 3 to 5 year repayment plan. Well, now with the new law, they take everything, 100%. At the lowest I've ever seen is 80% in the last few years, but generally it's 100% of all your unsecured debt and your secured debt, and then figure a repayment plan 3 to 5 years. So, that is, and the banks love that because they're getting money on stuff they've written off and taken an insurance claim on, because when you file bankruptcy, they file a claim with FDIC. And get their full face value.
Everybody listening to this is so important that you hear this and what Brad's saying.
Triple dipping. I'm not only making the money from your whatever servicing payments you've made, but, then the tax write-off, for a bad debt. And by the way, they don't issue a 1099 because then they have to stop at that point. They can't continue on. But then they'll sell it or transfer it for some amount of money to somebody. And then, of course, if that is an attorney, they'll get a percentage of that. And if you file bankruptcy, that's great. Let's file an FDIC claim for the full amount now. And, by the way, if it's going to be a wage earner plan like most are now, we're going to get a monthly payment, too, from the court. So, my gosh, it's the business to be in.
The thought struck me as you gentlemen were discussing various topics that you're going to be a real, real busy man. You're already busy enough as it is. And we've been urging people to take a serious look at this, get the information, consider this, and then move ahead with it. Because, it's like the beginning of a bank run. you know, the first 10, 20 people that show up at the door, you know, they're going to get their money. But what about the 100th person back there, and how long are they going to have to wait? And, Brad, the amount of foreclosures that are going to be happening, the amount of people that are going to go into that default with their credit card balances is going to rapidly increase. And time is time, folks. We can either slow it down or speed it up. And you, Brad, and your people only have so much time in which to deal with people. And this is not a slam-bam, thank you, ma'am, operation. This is meticulously done. So there are no shortcuts with this deal. You've got to get in line now while the line is short. Because what I'm trying to say here to you, everybody out there, is that it is going to be a mad scramble. And are you going to be the 10th person in that line or the first person? Are you going to be the 1,000th person? And in the meantime, keep something else in mind, folks, that these people do not stop. You can attest to this, Brad, because you've been on the other side of that fence. The more time that they have to work on you and wear you down, harassing you, sending letters of judgment, hiring attorneys that are actually third-party debt collectors, but they do it on their letterhead to make you think that you're being sued. All of this wears on you, folks. So what are you going to do, and how fast are you going to do it? I'm going to get Brad's response to that when we get back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Brad, I want to walk through this for people that are wanting to know, well, when I decide to do this and you start the paperwork, how long is it realistically until this thing is settled? And keep in mind, folks, that it's illegal for them to harass you, to send you threatening letters, to make those phone calls, have those third-party debt collectors out there, which they have actually bought the debt, or they're trying to collect on the so-called debt for their percentage. Realistically, once people file the paperwork, Brad, how long till solution day?
I would say 3 months is the target date from the time I get it. They should really not receive any phone calls or any more statements from the banks ever again. If they are contacted, it may be, let's say, 6 months to a year later, possibly by a third-party debt buyer who just didn't have my information, just had some old information. Those are easily dealt with. But generally, as far as they're concerned, really for all intents and purposes, within 3 months, they're going to see a drastic reduce of everything. I'm taking it away from them. I'm bringing it to Alabama. I'm bringing it to me. I'm getting involved. I'm getting in the middle of it. And certainly their credit report, if that's an issue to them at the six-month mark, I'm going to want to see that so I can do whatever I need to correct that. If they're still in existence, I plan on filing a federal lawsuit against all three of them. First part of next
Great.
Year.
Great.
Yeah,
I think
they're
that.
Unconstitutional.
Let me know about that.
Yeah, I've talked with my legal team about that. They raising their eyebrows about it. But, you know, hey, it's time. I think the time is right for all this. Really.
Well, and speaking of timing, and we know that there's going to be a mad rush next year. And this is concerning me because we want people to be orderly, not chaotic about this, not pulling your hair out, not panicking. Not having that judgment or that summons that you're to appear in court. You're staring at the date. And this, people, they postpone the inevitable. They think that some miracle is going to happen, or maybe if they ignore it, it's going to go away. Somebody will forget about them. Folks, they're not going to forget about you. So, Brad, your advice here on people, rather than getting in that long line to get to the head of the line?
I really got to say this. I said this when I was a military guy. Before I was involved in anything that I'm doing now. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What you do today when you don't have to will determine how you're going to be or where you're going to be tomorrow when it's too late to do anything about it. All good things will come to an end. We've all heard that. So the bottom line is there is one trigger, one event, most people are away from being in financial calamity. And if you are already feeling the pinch of that 2% minimum credit card payment now at 4%, if you are already seeing that or your default interest rate is already kicked in, those are the early signs. You need to do something. That's the bottom line. I don't know what it is. Maybe you need to – I mean, I've got an idea if you ask me specifically. But unless you're planning on leaving the country and going living somewhere on a remote island for 7 years and then coming back, see what's left, there's not a whole lot of options out there. That are feasible for most people.
Okay, so everybody, that you've listened to Brad today, you've listened to John. This is the second time we've had Brad on. I wanted to get some issues that people have asked about in the past with certain things that they've called me about. Now you've heard it here. When you're ready to go, which will probably be very quickly, you feel free to email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or you may speak to me live at 877-331-0626. I want to thank Brad very, very much for your time, for coming on again today. Much appreciated.
Well, thank you guys for allowing me just to come and speak my mind.
Well, I appreciate it. And Brad, it took us quite a few days to get you on the air, folks. Is that an indication of how busy Brad is?
There you go.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Brad, no problem.
No problem, man.
You're doing it for the people out there. You're getting them out of this debt mess, and you're giving them hope and realignment of their financial situation for the days to come, and they're going to need it. Brad Daly, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much.
All right.
James, take care.
All right, man.
Merry
take
Christmas
care.
Again.
You too,
Merry
sir.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
We will see you tomorrow, James. Don't forget,
right,
folks, 877-331-0626. Get debt relief now. That's not a joke. Getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. See you tomorrow, James.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All righty.